Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad the horse with Bowser.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings. Buy two, buy three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, June told James that she was arranging a family dinner at home, but he wasn't pleased, knowing that Lucille would be nasty to him as usual. June suggested she lived with him downstairs, and he liked the idea. At dinner, Lucille and James had a heated argument, and he said he would be filing for a divorce. As we return, June is calling James.
The event saw colorful and energetic performances by the Saraswati Dance Academy and the Kandaya Dance Troupe, among others.
Come on, James, answer the phone. James, where are you?
June, you look nice. Going somewhere?
Mom, remember I told you and Dad earlier that the village council has an event in celebration of Arrival Day?
Oh, yes.
And you said you didn't want to come.
Your father and I are old, June. Our bones creak, our hips can give out at any moment. And every day we open our eyes is a blessing.
I know, Mom.
You look stressed.
Well, I still haven't heard from James, and he's still not home.
Oh, must you fill yourself with worry over that degenerate husband of yours?
Mom, please.
He's probably somewhere philandering with lax women who have neither pride nor shame.
Here we go.
You know I'm telling the truth. You have not seen him since he blew up at dinner night before the last. Where else would he be?
I can't believe that James said he wants a divorce. I can't.
And what of it?
Mom, how you mean what of it? That is my husband.
Oh, please.
Why would I throw away my marriage over a disagreement? I am going to fight.
He should be doing the fighting. He is the one who has wronged you over the years. And look, you can't even find him. I suggest you check the slippery pole.
Mom, the slippery pole closed.
Oh, did it? I guess there's some grace and salvation for the people of Morondoy after all. That strip club was always an abomination in this village.
Mom, we must not judge. Everybody has their own journey in this life. Sex work is work.
I will judge whoever I want.
Very well. I'm leaving. Hoping by some miracle I might see James at this event.
You'll be better off divorced.
Mom, I thought your generation doesn't like divorce. The way you are willing to let me throw my marriage away is disturbing.
Well, silly me for wanting my daughter to run from a man who has disrespected her for years.
I am not leaving my husband.
He said he's leaving you. And it looks like he's already left since you cannot get a hold of him.
Mom, are you going to go to your grave being a bitter old wretch?
Sure. June?
Look, I'm leaving.
June, how could you speak to me like that?
Good afternoon, June.
Hi, baby and Sunny.
Oh, my baby. Look at your sari.
It is beautiful.
Thanks, June. Now ask how much money me pay for him. But it don't matter because me celebrate my ancestors who come all the way from India on May 5th, 1838.
Yeah, man. I be great-great-great-grandparents, baby.
I be Nani, Nana, Aji, and Aja.
Yes.
They came to work on the sugar plantation.
Between 1838 and 1917, over 500 ships with over 238,000 Indian indentured workers came to Guyana.
Sonny, you memorize this thing good, man.
And we got a past we knowledge down to them Pickney, you know. That is a part of Guyanese history.
Yes. I be got to teach them young ones because from what me see, some of them not really interested in learning them thing this.
Well, I think our history is taught to them in school. I can remember in my days. We learned about how the indigenous people arrived.
Then walk across the Bering Strait. Not so?
Sonny, the brain might be a little old, but the memory is still sharp.
That is Guyanese history.
And Abby can't forget how them Europeans come and meet Abby indigenous people them here.
And then try to enslave them. And then fight.
Yes.
And disease and sobbing too much for them too. And not for them dead out.
And that's when they turned to the continent of Africa to bring my ancestors here.
The Dutchman was the first to bring enslaved Africans.
Followed by the English and the French.
Imagine that, eh?
Slavery was so dehumanizing. Millions of enslaved Africans were brought to the Americas. And it is estimated that some 480,000 were brought to Guyana and Suriname.
Wow!
I began to teach them Pickney them history. I become a long way.
Yes, and we can't forget the Portuguese who came in 1835 and the Chinese who came in 1853.
Yes.
Guyana got such a rich history, eh? One country of six races. But still, Abi, a one people, one nation, with one destiny.
Exactly.
Well, look how we did a whole history lesson among ourselves, eh?
Well, after all, this is a rivalry.
Yes.
Me, I will get Abi some drinks. June, what you want, girl?
Actually, I'm going to get some food, Sonny.
Okay.
By any chance, you also, James?
No.
Okay.
If we see, we gonna tell you that you're there looking for you.
Thanks. Y'all excuse me, please.
You think something are going between she and James?
Oh, me for no, baby.
She looks sad.
Are you a woman? Always attack about another man. Me watch June, and she look like she usual self to me.
No, something going on. Me watch she face when Abby say Abby na see James.
What you want for drink?
Just one bottle water, no sugary drinks for me.
Two bottle water then. I coming back.
Dinah!
June, you there?
Yes, of course. I couldn't miss this event.
Yeah, man, it's a nice little event the village council put together.
Indeed.
With James and Lucille and Cecil.
Mom and Dad didn't want to come.
Well, them is big people and I understand. I had to drag Goldman out and he's not even Lucille and Cecil age.
Oh, where is he?
Last thing, he just stand up talking to Lawrence and when I turn around, he disappeared.
You don't seem worried.
June. Why are you going to be worried for?
You know, you never know what's going on with these men.
Well, yes, I don't worry about Goldman, though. I don't even worry about he and other women and all of them.
You don't?
One Goldman but me.
You might be surprised.
Well, if they're looking for money, he got it for you. Because he hand tight.
Well, in that case, I guess that is a good thing.
Yes, but be your husband.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask. Have you seen him?
No, since I come here, I see nothing like James Williams.
Aye.
June, you all right?
Things are not good between me and James right now. Mom and Dad living with us have caused such a rift in our relationship.
So nothing can improve?
It's gotten worse. The other night, I tried to bring everyone together by throwing a nice family dinner. And it blew up and James said he wants a divorce.
What?
Yes.
James asked you for a divorce?
Yes.
This was a story I'm hearing here today. After all the nonsense you put up with James, he can tell God out his thoughts for asking you for a divorce?
I don't think he really meant it, you know. But the pressure of my parents living there, Mom always insulting him, it would eventually get to anybody.
James need to have some more understanding. I know Lucille could be a cross, but look, I really don't mean to call Lucille a cross.
It's okay.
No. After all, that is your mother. What I mean to say is that Lucille is not the easiest person to get along with. But James could put his feelings aside, you know, and try to ignore she.
Easier said than done.
Well,
I have not seen James since the blow-up. I keep calling his phone and no answer.
You think he dead?
What?
Nowadays, as soon as people miss in a couple days, you hear that turn up somewhere dead.
Oh gosh, Dinah, please, don't put such a thought in my head. How could James be dead?
Heart attack. Somebody could kill him.
Dinah, please. Please stop. I think I need to go home and mix myself a strong drink.
Look, June, don't let James stress you out, you hear?
Excuse me. Just let me ask around and see if anyone has seen him.
Okay. My Lord. Goldman!
Bibi, please, I get dark, yeah. Me think Abby should head home now.
Wait, Sonny. Look, not James stand up there in the corner with a woman?
Where part?
Look over there like you're blind.
Oh, yes, yes. Bibi. James, yes?
And June still a look for him.
But who is the woman?
Look like a Spanish. You know, I begin enough Spanish in Murundi now.
Oh, gosh, man. Me hope that James not plan for broke up home, you know.
Bibi, Sonny. I see James anyway.
Look, story here.
Look, he stand up right over there with a Spanish.
What?
Abby can't jump to conclusions, Dinah.
James! James!
Wait. I walk the man a walk away?
Wait. He pretend like he ain't hear me?
He definitely hear.
And poor June so worried. No wonder me poor daughter look so stressed out. It's what do, James? The woman look like she was done he.
Hi.
June. We see James.
What? Where?
He is stand up right over there. Gaffing with what we think is a Spanish woman. But when Dinah call he walk and go along with.
Which direction he went?
So?
James! James!
June, wait!
Bibi, me had one good arrival day, girl. Abby can sleep good. Me think a time for Abby go home for truth.
You're right, Sonny. Because me no want to see what go happen when June find James.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.